It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guy.
Welcome and good morning. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend, and we are dead in the middle of summer. I think we're beyond that holiday weekend, and it's full force. So if you're not out in your backyard grilling and creating some envy in your neighborhood, you're overdue. Get out there and make it happen. But I'm Jop. Barbecue Bob is back. So it's good to see you, brother. Yeah, man.
Aloha.
So we're going to, things are going to get back to normal if there is such a thing as normal, right? Okay, so Bob's on the phone. He hasn't got the whole thing figured out yet, but we're going to get there.
I'm trying to text somebody.
Okay.
I'm not driving.
Right, yeah, exactly. Just driving the show. I'll get that taken care of. Also joining us in the studio, we have the foraging, fishing, and all-around fun guy, woo-hoo, Brad Ensing from Garrett's Appliances. And we are. It's always a treat when he's here because this guy's got some unique hobbies. But we'll cover some of those during the show as well, right?
Yeah, he can sell you appliances or find you some mushrooms or fish.
Right, and you know, the springtime is the time when a lot of that foraging happens, and I'm sure it's throughout the summer. Who am I to know? We're going to figure that all out from him while he's here. But it's just always an interesting conversation. But so this past weekend, I was up at a old boys camp called Tosebo in Onekama, Michigan. And what a delightful place. Built in 1912, rather. So it's over 100 years old, and there's three guys that own it now. And we went up there, 24 of us. And there was a little bit of drinking, a lot of grilling, some kayaking, some deep water fishing out in the Great Lakes. There was a lot of stuff going on, and a bunch of played golf, too. But you know, you get the picture, right? But I had the pleasure of kayaking the Manistee River for 2 days in a row. We went from Tippy Dam to High Bridge and then High Bridge down to, I think it's a River Road launch there. It was about 4 hours both days on the river. But that branch from Tippy Dam down to High Bridge is a little bit narrower, and it is full of brown trout and walleye. Saw some suckers, but the water was clear. We hadn't had rain in a few days. And, man, was it just a delight to float down that river. In the 2 days, I saw 6 bald eagles. I don't know if I saw the same 3 twice, but we were on different stretches of the river. So they're alive and flourishing up there. It was beautiful. We actually made a stop, as you do, you know, have a beer or whatever. And there was one sitting in a tree right above us. 20 minutes we stayed there at that stop, and he never moved.
Yeah, he's pretty brave.
Yeah, right. Yeah, oh yeah. He didn't care we were there. You know, just the littlest guy was the only one he was looking at. Right. Yeah.
I saw a video the other day of one swooping down at a child, and this mom runs and grabs this toddler just in time, and it looked like a small airplane coming in on this kid. But yeah, they're good hunters.
Yeah, and beautiful birds, and just made you feel proud to be an American. You know, Thursday was D-Day. When you say proud to be an American. There, I was watching a little bit of that on the news, and there was over 150 guys in Normandy that were over 100 years old that were there to do the 80th anniversary.
That's so cool.
Oh,
I saw a video of those guys on an airplane.
Yeah,
and they looked actually for 95 to 105. They looked pretty good.
Yeah,
but these guys have already been through everything. They're going to be hard to kill.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they're all centurions almost. I mean, you know, if it's 80 years ago and you were 19 when you went, that was, you're 99, and you know, there's a lot of them that were older. And so
I had a business trip in the UK about 5 years ago when I was with the Canadians, and when we got done with our 6 days in Birmingham, we caught a train to Calais. And then went up into Belgium and did a bunch of Trappist breweries.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We did a bunch of Trappist breweries.
Okay.
And then we went down to the beaches of Normandy.
Yeah.
Wow. We didn't know it, but That was actually the last day that any of the events were going to be open. They actually closed for about a month.
Yeah.
So we got to see everything.
Good.
It's a phenomenal site. Right. But my bride took me out this last week to the Van Andel to see a guy named Nate Bargatze or Bargatz. And he's a famous, very famous comedian. He's like sold the thing out three different days now. Good comedian, and he had a heck of a show, and I tried my best to enjoy it, even though I didn't really know the guy. I've seen him a little bit. He's real dry, but I was sitting right next to the most obnoxious woman you could possibly ever sit next to in a comedy show.
You and your wife didn't have seats together?
Yeah, we did. Oh. She was on the other side of me.
Oh, okay.
And she just,
might want to clarify that. Yeah.
She just laughed so hard at like everything, and she had this like Wilma Flintstone laugh.
Yeah.
And I mean, I almost choked her after about a half an hour. So my wife switched seats with me. But, oh my gosh. What an event.
Yeah.
So I'm sure Nate Bargatze is very good, but I really had a hard time enjoying the show.
Well, you know, that happens. You should have bought a better ticket. No, I'm kidding. But
I'm sorry anyway. I mentioned it.
Yep. So she was probably, nah, whatever. Brad, you had your breakfast while we were here, and you cooked some fish outside. A little stingy guy. He didn't bring us any. He just ate his breakfast out there. But maybe there's more down there. That's what I'm kidding.
Holy smokes. Yeah, absolutely. So, been fishing a lot.
Yeah, and you got a new boat, didn't you?
Last year we got a new Tritune.
Yeah.
And then I bought a old beat-up Basscat bass boat. My wife was kind of nice.
Perfect.
You know,
to
let me go out and do that. So, been going out fishing with some buddies. Took my daughter the last couple days.
Is that boat fiberglass?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's got a 200 horse on it.
Nice.
About 65 miles an hour. So
great.
You can get to the fish a little faster.
So it's beat up, but perfect because fishing's not kind to boats.
Well, it's a nice looking boat, but it's a 97. So it's
beautiful.
It's getting close to 40 years old, but daughter and I went fishing last night, went out to Crockery Lake in Conklin, did pretty well. So this morning, I thought I'd actually come in, and I changed it up a little bit. So we fried some fish, made some homemade relish, but I was just talking to Bobo here that I actually used pepper relish for my tartar sauce, and then I actually made a Indian fish curry that I've got over riced cauliflower. And then why not, just to be a little different, I've been on a kick of baking recently since I can't eat baked goods.
I noticed that.
But I made toasted coconut macarons. So why not? We'll change it up. You know,
well, at some point we'll get to foraging, but right now he's a chef in the kitchen.
I see your pictures all the time on these little cookies you're making here. What do you call them?
They're called macarons.
Yeah, macarons.
With almond. They're made basically with almond flour and then a lot of powdered sugar.
So you're on a very strict diet.
Yeah.
You're staying away from gluten?
No. We have diabetic issues in my family.
Okay.
So I just not very many carbs and a lot more exercise nowadays than I used to.
And that's okay for everybody, really.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
If you want to lose weight.
I had my 60-year physicals top to bottom, and I'm on metformin now because my A1C was above 7.
What is that?
Metformin is a diabetic medicine, I'm on it. But it's for 90 days I've been on it since I had the physical, and it's down to 6.2. They told me it's great, but so I'm borderline, I guess. But they said we're going to keep you on the medicine and for another 90 days and see what's going on.
Yeah, I was on all that stuff.
Yeah,
high blood pressure medication, metformin. Statin, they had me on shots for a while, and I actually went from being pre-diabetic to full-blown diabetes, and now I'm off all my medication.
And how'd you do that?
Diet and exercise.
Diet and exercise.
Right.
It's amazing. If you want to do it, you can do it.
Yeah. Yeah, and I would tell you that I've known people that have gone both ways. I'm not big on pharmaceuticals at all. I'm like the, people call me anti-vaxxer and all this stuff.
We sound like a bunch of old guys here now.
Well,
right?
But hey, guess who's listening?
Right, yeah, I get it. There'll be some out there. But no, we always like to share because it's life, man. It's what we do. But coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit more about Brad's fishing expeditions because I saw a picture of a big old muskie on your Facebook, so we're going to talk about that. Stick with us. We'll be back.
With the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitt full. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes it.